Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Samach Zayin, Baba Basra 167a, pagination is 333. We'll start on the third line, Amar Abaye. Abaye said, and we're talking about shtaros, documents, and the different considerations that we have in order to make sure that we are accepting a truly valid document, and concerns that might exist regarding the written testimony. So Abaye says, "Hai man debay lemech vechasimes yadei beveidino." If a person wants to show his signature in Beis Din, in order that Beis Din can take a look at the signature and compare it to any document that comes in with his signature and know that it's valid. Lo lichvi besof megilta. You should never sign his name at the end of a parchment, the end of the paper, meaning anywhere that leaves a line or two before what he's signing, Dilma Mishkach La Acher, lest somebody else find the paper, Vikosiv Demasik Bezuze, and he'll write it up as an IOU when he's already got the signature in place. Utanan, and we have a Mishnah, Otsiolov Ksav Yodesh, Uchayev Lo, if a person has his own signature attesting that he owes money, Gova Menachosim Benichorin, he can collect movable objects. It doesn't have the status of a lien to collect from sold real estate, but it does have binding power. A person should not leave themselves open to that, and therefore, if you're going to sign, you don't sign leaving room above your signature. This was Abaye's teaching. We encountered this in a previous session. I mentioned the story about Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, that he was asked to sign his name and in order to show that he was recovering from whatever illness. And he wouldn't sign his name in the middle of a paper because you're not allowed to. Says the Gemara, Ahu Bazvina, there was a certain tax collector, the Osele Kameh de Abaye, came in front of Abaye, Omaleni told him, Nechzi limar chasimas yodei, show me your signature, give me a copy of your signature, dechi asu rabbonon, so that when the rabbis come with certification from your signature that they are authentic rabbis, machvuli, they'll show me the signature, they'll show me your writing, ma'avarnaluhu below mikhsa, and I'm going to let them through without paying the tax, a courtesy I'm going to give to students, rabbis that you endorse. What a nice thing, he tells Abaye. Ach vile beresh megilta. So he showed him the parchment that he wanted him to sign, but he was purposely forcing Abaye, by the way he was holding it, forcing him to sign lower down on the page. And Abaye realized that this was a trick. He was trying to get Abaye's signature in order to then write whatever he wanted on the beginning. So he's claiming that he just wants Abaye's signature for verification purposes, but really, it's identity theft of some sort. Amale, he's going to write things in Abaye's name with Abaye's signature. Amale, Abaye told him, Kvar kadmach rabbonon, the rabbis already preceded you, I know this trick. People do these things. The rabbis already publicized that no one should ever sign a paper in such a way. Amar Abaye, Abaye continued and taught, Mitilas v'ad eser lo lichtov besof shita. When a scribe writes an IOU document about a loan, he should make sure that at the end of the line he doesn't have the number, if it's a number, from 3 until 10. Dilma mezayif, because it leaves it easy to be forged, v'kosav, when a person would write something in. Rashbam explains that the word talas, which means 3, could easily be changed to talasin, A yud and a nun, they're both thin letters, and it becomes, from 3, it becomes 30. Ula arba arba in, from 4, it could become 40. And you could have this in the English language as well, where something really simple could alter the meaning in a very big way. V'i isra milei, let's say it happens that he reaches the end of the line and that's the next word. What should he do? The next word is tlas. Nahadre l'dibure terein tlosa zimni, let him repeat that part of the document 2-3 times and just repeat the information. I efshar, invariably, you'll end up writing the word in the middle of a line where it has words on both sides and it can't be forged. Okay, you might still wonder, even then a person can forge thin letters, a person can fit things in anywhere. So watch the next story. There was a document that said, a third in the orchard, of the orchard, a third of the orchard. So the person who had the document erased the top of the bays and the bottom of the bays. Vishavye upardisa. And he created that the word should be upardisa and the orchard. So now it's a third of the garden and the orchard, not a third of the orchard. Asa lekameda Abaye, the document came in front of Abaye, and Abaye takes a look at the document and says, Omar lehi, maitaim arviach le'alma, lahai vav. Why is there so much room around this vav? Kafse va'ode, he pressured the person, and the person admitted that he had altered the document. Again, looking at the bays, you could see it. If you cut out the top of the bays and the bottom of the bays, you're left with a vav, but it's not going to be symmetrical. There's going to be a little bit more space than there should be if the sofer is writing in a style. He's on a roll. He knows how to write smoothly. There's going to be space there where the erasure occurred, and Abaye was able to notice that and realize that something was up, to which the person eventually admitted. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.